While students' exposure to the topic of climate change might be lacking, other environmental initiatives in the classroom are moving along swimmingly. 7 Pittsburgh area classrooms have 20-gallon fish tanks, but they're not housing class pets. They're aquaponic systems dedicated to raising fish and plants and a new generation of excited scientists. Margaret J. Krause has more.
Until a couple of weeks ago, the only species available for observation at Propel Andrew Street High School in Munhall near Pittsburgh was the typical American teenager. Jaden Scapletto points out some new arrivals.
So we have our tank on the bottom with a few fish, and then we have a pump that pumps water through the top, which has pods of these rock doodle thingies that have plants inside of them.
Those rock thingies contain what will eventually be spinach, set in a tray above the tank. The plants feed on the goldfish waste being pumped up from a pair cruising down below. Scapletto says the class tank used to hold more fish.
Ours only has 2 now because one of them died because it got stuck to the pump and couldn't get off.
Some of the things that happen with the system, there's going to be a lot of troubleshooting. There's going to be a lot of unexpected outcomes. But the kids are now scientists.
That's Quincy Kofi Swatson. He founded Pittsburgh nonprofit The Door Campaign. At the time, he didn't have any money, but he did have dreadlocks.
We had VIP sponsors pay $100 to cut off one of my locks.
Swatson used the funding to create a pilot class that teaches high school students about aquaponics. But why aquaponics? Why fish?
We use fish as a tool to engage our students in science, technology, engineering, and math.
His program meets current science education requirements, such as Pennsylvania Common Core and Next Generation Science Standards. But more importantly, says Swatson, the class pummels students' preconceptions about their own abilities.
I want to enforce the idea that they are scientists, that they are great, and that they are intelligent, and if they want to pursue a career in science, technology, engineering, and math, it's not that far from them.
Swatson can relate. He grew up in one of Pittsburgh's lower-income neighborhoods and feels like he got lucky.
I was exposed to a lot of different things through external programs from the school that helped cultivate and activate my success and my potential.
When he was in high school, Swatson was introduced to both aquaponics and conservation. He remembers learning about how his actions, like tossing a bag of chips on the ground, affected the environment. For most people, that might have been a prescriptive experience. I must not litter. But for Swatson, it was something more.
I learned that if I can affect something negatively, I can also affect it equally positively. Once I had that ownership, the sky's the limit.
And that's what he hopes kids learn from managing the aquaponics system. They're in control. Not just of the fish and the plants, but of the impact they can make with their lives. If you haven't been in a high school classroom lately, says teacher Kristen Tavnar, don't let the sounds of chaos fool you.
These kids are thinking deeply and they're questioning and they are caring for an environment, making sure it's pH balanced. So they're engaging in a lot of scientific concepts.
Melvin Johnson sits right up front, closest to the tanks.
I like doing experiments, seeing things react to other things.
For China Hickman Hill, aquaponics made her think about how things work.
People usually think like life is just something that happened. Everything happens just because. But like it's kind of cool to see how things happen and why it happens. So it kind of helps you with life more. I feel like I can make a cause and a change effect just because I know what's happening in it.
The class is in the first of a 3-year pilot program. And like the aquaponic systems themselves, Swatson says, the curriculum can only prove itself over time.
We want to plant seeds now. We can't harvest it the next day. We have to wait. We have to invest.
For the Allegheny Front, I'm Margaret J. Krause.